A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, special edition of Jazz Notes here from Toyota Center in Houston as the Jazz win 116-108. And I'm taking some heat from Scott Mitchell, who's sitting next to me here as we're watching the cleanup happen of the game. And the remains of this game are the Jazz get the W and they steal one in Houston. Scott, you can't let it go that you told me today that this was going to happen. And I didn't believe it, and you called it.
Yeah, I called it in front of everyone on the air, too, by the way. But the playoffs are about answering back and about changing the momentum, and everyone was, you know, writing off the Jazz. I mean, we heard the play or the talk radio going into the game tonight, and they're talking about the series with Golden State already, and we've only played one game.
It was, I think the actual wording for the talk radio that we were listening to in Houston was, this series against Golden State can't come soon enough. And, you know, maybe that is going to happen, but that's not a way, you know, you wonder if the team bought into that as well. It's somebody asked me too, they texted me, they go, is the crowd as quiet as it seems on TV? And I said, well, they just played so sporadically, they never really got anything going.
Yeah, and the crowd wasn't into this game, and the Jazz came out and with a lot of energy, shot the ball well early on in the game, got out to a 20 point lead, and then it fizzled. But they held it, you know, unlike the OKC meltdown a few weeks ago, and it just shows you that this team really learns a lot, and they learn from past experience, and they learn quickly. This was an amazing, complete team effort. You're down Ricky Rubio. You have Donovan Mitchell, who doesn't play really spectacular, and some other guys stepped up big time tonight.
So we talked about who needed to be here tonight showing up. That role player, Joe Ingles, 27 points, and just knocking down crazy shots, 77% from the field tonight. And then on top of that, you had Dante Exum playing a nice game. You had a really nice game out of Alec Burks. These guys showing up is what makes this type of a win happen, because James Harden and CP3 were just not shooting well. And at some point, we were thinking, if they don't pull this off on a night that James Harden's not shooting well, on a night that he's in foul trouble, then this is going to be a tough one to get back. But they just stuck with it, stuck with the game plan, tough defense, and they relied a lot on Houston missing shots.
Yeah, but I think part of the missing the shots was they extended their defense. They were forcing the Rockets to actually attack the basket, and that I don't know that that's necessarily their game. They like that outside shot, so they did the things they said they were going to do going into the game. They were going to make it hard on James Harden, and they did. And there was some excellent defense. It was by committee, Royce O'Neal, Dante Exum, you know, they kind of switching off on Harden, and just did an excellent job. And even, you know, Gobert had a really nice night on offense. He's still that presence underneath. It's going to be a factor as this series continues on. It'll be really interesting now to see how the Jazz handle this success they've had. Are they going to go home and really you know, get into that crowd and play well, or is Houston going to answer back here? But that'll be the fun thing to watch as we go forward. But an unbelievable night by the Utah Jazz tonight.
You know, Scott, this series against Golden State and the Utah Jazz just could not come soon enough. as we sit and wait, Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery here from Toyota Center in Houston. Game 2, the Jazz win 116-108. The series comes back to Salt Lake City for Friday and then a Sunday game as well, your games 3 and 4. Will Ricky Rubio be back possibly for that game 4? That's going to be the question. Not looking great right now. Definitely not Friday, they're saying. Maybe Sunday. Ooh, it's a stretch. But we're seeing now that this is a competitive Utah Jazz squad. For Scott Mitchell, I'm Alex Keery from Toyota Center in Houston. We'll see you next time.